Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Golter, dictating an NASP report for the patient, Miguel Acevedo, date of birth 2/21/1967, date of procedure April 10, 2024. Physician, Dr. Evgeny Golter, deal. Referring physician, Dr. Benjamin Marino. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with occult biopsies. Indication is EOE. Description, procedure informed, consent was obtained, period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, overall possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy, oral experience of patient, period. The patient was brought to an aspect to place in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia, there was a moment of anesthesia care period, while lubricated lymph video gastrocope was introduced into the esophagus and man's in the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus period, retroflexy was obtained in the cardiac period, resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The proximal and mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable, comma, but, hold on. Delete that. The proximal and mid-esophagus had subtle rings, noted. Common biopsies were obtained in the proximal esophagus and the mid-esophagus separately for further evaluation of EOE. Next line. The Z-line was regular at 40 centimeters from the thigh block. Common biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for further evaluation of EOE. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and cerebral lead H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. The ampulla also appeared unremarkable. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, based on biopsy pathology, will determine need for increase in PPI therapy or change of therapy. Next line, recommend allergy testing. Next line. If patient is H. pylori positive, will need to be treated. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.